On Brighton Pier, 21-year-old Harriet Howe Westaway reads tarot cards for tourists, using her keen observational skills rather than any mystical ability. 3 years after her mother's death in a hit-and-run accident, Howe barely survives on her meager earnings. When a loan shark's enforcers start threatening her, desperation sets in. Then, like a miracle, a letter arrives from a solicitor in Penzance informing her that her grandmother, Hester Westaway, has died and named her as a beneficiary. There's just one problem. Hal's grandparents died decades ago. This must be a case of mistaken identity. Yet, as she researches Trepassin House online and discovers it's an impressive country estate, hope flickers. Could even a small inheritance solve her financial troubles? Despite knowing it's wrong, Hal wonders if she could pull it off. After all, isn't she uniquely qualified to play this role with her skills as a cold reader? When one of the loan shark's men breaks into her flat and destroys her belongings, including the only photo of her mother, something breaks inside her. She books a train to Penzance, deciding to take her chances with the mysterious inheritance. Trepassin House stands neglected, with overgrown ivy and cracked paint. The Cornish name means magpie farm, appropriate given the birds that swarm the property. Mr. Treswick, the solicitor, recites the old rhyme about magpies, ominously concluding that seven are for a secret never to be told. Inside, Mrs. Warren, the elderly housekeeper, greets Hal with cold suspicion. She assigns Hal to a sparse attic room with a metal bedstead, washstand, and a barred nursery window, barriers seemingly meant to keep someone in rather than out. When Hal introduces herself as Harriet Westaway, Mr. Treswick identifies her as Maud's daughter, visibly shocking the three brothers, demanding Harding, friendly Abel, and watchful Ezra. Tension peaks when the will is read. While each grandchild receives £10,000, Harriet inherits the entire residue of the estate. Harding erupts in anger, threatening to contest the will. As the family questions her about her mother, Hal feels mounting guilt, realizing these are real people with genuine grief, not the imaginary rich yahoos she had envisioned. In her prison-like attic bedroom, Hal finds "Help Me" scratched into the window glass behind iron bars. The door has brass bolts mounted outside, suggesting confinement rather than protection. While exploring, Hal discovers a family photo album which Harding quickly confiscates when he appears. Later, Abel shows Hal a shocking photograph featuring Abel, Ezra, a fair-haired girl named Maud, and unmistakably, Hal's mother. Abel explains the dark-haired girl was Maggie Westaway, a cousin who came to live with them after becoming orphaned. Hal realizes her mother wasn't Maud Westaway's daughter, but another Margarita Westaway entirely. The mystery deepens when Hal finds a hidden diary from December 1994. The writer describes being imprisoned in the same attic room by her aunt after becoming pregnant. In desperation, she used her mother's diamond ring to scratch that plea for help into the glass, a message that waited decades to be discovered. After confessing she's not their niece, Hal retreats to her room. Later that night, venturing into the darkened hallway for water, she discovers the corridor light bulb is missing. Taking her first step downstairs, her ankle catches on something and she tumbles down, striking her head. Using her phone's flashlight, she makes a chilling discovery: rusty nails driven into the skirting board at ankle height with snapped string between them, a deliberate trap. The calculated nature is evident. The missing light bulb and nail positioning suggest premeditation. Despite her injuries, Hal's determination strengthens. Running away would mean surrendering to the same fears that drove her mother away years ago. The next morning, following her mother's diary directions, she discovers a lake with an overgrown boathouse. Inside sits a partially submerged boat with a jagged, purposefully made hole, clear evidence of sabotage. The boathouse feels like a tomb where dark secrets have festered for decades. Unable to sleep, Hal examines the yellow photo album and makes a shocking discovery. The girl labeled Margarita, Maud, is unmistakably her mother. This revelation changes everything. Hester Westaway was indeed her grandmother. The will was valid, and the woman who raised her wasn't her birth mother. The truth unfolds like a tarot reading. Maggie had fled Trepasin with Maud's help and given birth to Hal in Brighton. Later, likely from financial desperation, Maggie returned to Trepasin alone, leaving baby Hal with Maud. When Maggie never returned, Maud abandoned her Oxford plans to raise Hal as her own. Studying the photographs closer, Hal realizes another truth. Ezra must be her father. Her dark eyes came not from blue-eyed Maggie, but from him. In Mrs. Warren's rooms, Hal finds shrine-like collections of Ezra's photographs, evidence of her obsessive devotion. When Ezra appears behind her, Hal looks into eyes identical to her own, and everything clicks. Mrs. Warren's odd expression at their first meeting, the will's strange wording, and Ezra's acceptance of her inheritance. The confrontation between Hal and Ezra unfolds in Trepasin's oppressive darkness. After finding damning evidence in the attic, Hal flees from an increasingly desperate Ezra through the cellar's dank passages, emerging onto the frost-covered estate grounds illuminated by moonlight. Cornered near the lake, Hal makes a calculated decision. Despite her water phobia, born from avoiding truths about her past, she steps onto the frozen lake. The ice groans beneath her feet as she backs away, ignoring Ezra's warnings. When he follows, nature delivers justice. The ice splinters with a sound like breaking glass, and he plunges through, striking his head before disappearing into the black water. Afterward, Hal learns the full truth. Ezra had killed both Maud and Maggie. Maud was planning to tell Hal everything when she turned 18, which Ezra couldn't allow. Years earlier, when Maggie rejected and slapped him, his rage took over. He strangled her and disposed of her body in the icy water. With newfound clarity, Hal declares, "No more secrets." The truth, however painful, has become her anchor. She understands that knowing her identity matters more than any inheritance. The novel concludes with Hal embracing her position as Mrs. Westaway's granddaughter and legitimate heir to Trepasin House. Yet this legal claim is overshadowed by her deeper inheritance, the truth about her origins, and the love of the woman who raised her, protecting her at all costs. Hal's remarkable skill at reading people, observing details others miss, serves as both her professional expertise and pathway to truth. The magpies of Trepasin symbolize this journey: one for sorrow, two for joy, seven for a secret never to be told. Yet as Hal discovers, even the most carefully guarded family secrets eventually surface. In the end, Trepasin House stands transformed, no longer hiding horrors, but a place where truth can finally be acknowledged. The past is never truly buried, and sometimes the most frightening journey leads us to ourselves.